Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, our West Coast correspondent, the lovely Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Got boxes all around me. Got a candle for my light. Got beer on ice and a pizza slice that'll get me through the night. My old transistor radio plays Christmas carols of joy. And I'm laid back in an old used lazy boy. It's another storage locker Christmas Eve. I used to have a family, but they asked me to leave. Got no bells to jingle and I got no Christmas tree. It's Christmas at the U-Rent storage on Route 53. 4 years ago on Christmas Eve at the in-law's house, in my Santa suit, I guess I got a little soused. Spilled the punch and blew my lunch, then did my Santa dance. And then I guess I pissed my Santa pants. And our Christmas gifts got mixed up, 'cause I left off the tags. I fell into the Christmas tree and called my nephew's fags. The Christmas tree got fire and I almost lost my life. And guess who threw me out? You're right, my wife. So it's another storage locker Christmas Eve. I used to have a family, but they asked me to leave. I got no bells to jingle and I got no Christmas tree. It's Christmas at the U-Rent storage on Route 53. Things were kind of lonely for the first 2 years or more, till they opened up a strip club where Route 53 meets 4. Now on Christmas I'll have strippers come to see my Christmas toy.
I'll make merry till she's tired, and then I'll jump for joy. While Holly's up there dancing, I'll be cracking up the place with the mistletoe I'm wearing round my waist. Then Charlie Brown from Two Bins Down will bring his biker pals, drinking Jack and talking smack and dancing with the gals. Then like midnight, just like magic, all the garage doors must come down. And I live in here quietly till next Christmas comes around. It'll be another storage locker Christmas Eve. I used to have a family, but they asked me to leave. Got no bells to jingle, and I got no Christmas tree. That's Christmas at the urine storage on Route 53.
Yeah. Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'll introduce our engineer. He is Ace Cosby, the legendary Ace Cosby. His face is his past, as he used to say.
Yes,
backstage.
I have that T-shirt.
You still have the Ace Cosby Sharpie set that I got you?
Oh, yeah.
How many of those do you have left? A
couple hundred.
Yeah, I got to start signing more autographs, Ace. Let's see.
We need to talk about what we were talking about off the air, because I have more...
Okay.
More,
we'll get to that in just a second.
Opinions on what's happening.
But first, we have Chick McGee over there. There's a Christy. I'm Tom. That's Josh. Willie G. And I think we're getting the electronics hooked up. We should be viewing. There we go. Oh dear.
Oh my.
We have
comedian. Go Browns, baby. Go Browns.
Al Jackson wearing a knit.
It's a crochet, isn't it?
A crocheted Cleveland Browns cap with a face mask. It looks like you've been in a very serious accident and your jaw's being held.
That's kind of what I thought too.
No, that's
my chin strap.
Yeah, that's no face. There's no face mask on that. That's his chin strap.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, right. Okay. There we go. Oh,
look at that.
Very nice. Go Browns.
9-3, baby.
That's right. It's amazing. How are they doing it? But they're 9-3.
Now, hey, we're happy in Cleveland, baby.
And you're welcome, by the way, Al. My boys pounded the Steelers.
Yeah. I appreciate that, yep. And let's just say I bet some apples on that game on you guys. So shout out to the Redskins.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Formerly the Redskins, now the New York.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, the Washington, the greater Washington.
How old am I?
Team. Go team.
It's hard to remember. Now, Al, before we get to some of your stuff, I want to run something by with a certain delicacy I approach this topic. Netflix is going to be featuring a television program. Kind of a documentary thing with Nicolas Cage, of all people, as the host, which I think is a really bad choice. Fine actor, bad toupee.
That's the only reason you don't like him, because of his toupee. Yes.
No.
He's
who would you have had do this show without?
Well, Samuel L. Jackson would have been probably stellar, but it's called The History of Swear Words, Al.
Ooh.
I'll let you give it a little bit of thought, but before I get to that, we've all kind of gone over our favorite swear words. It turns out Ace does not curse at all.
Not only that, but...
Wow. And in the bedroom, he doesn't like hearing curse words.
No.
So when things get nasty, they're...
He insists on his lover saying intercourse instead of the F. That's what he's saying. And I've asked several ladies on the staff, too, and they both said... Use the BS word.
BS.
Wait a second. Now, this is,
I call BS.
Now, but the thing, not with Ace, because Ace is so odd and so weird. Nothing surprises
me. You want odd? You want weird? One of the ladies I asked about this bedroom behavior was Jess Hooker, and she said that doesn't happen when Ace is in the bedroom. She goes, but Ace sent me an urgent email, and the subject was THUR Thursday, saying, hey, is that your homemade butter in the fridge? And Jess said, no, that's not mine. But he can't stand it.
He's something in the butter tray. We talk
he's
about
talking
butter.
About this butter all week. And she said, no, I'll bring you butter Monday. Jesus.
Okay. All right. So the point is, we're talking
Ace
about
Ace is sending texts like an old black grandma. Is this your butter in the fridge? Hey, come finish this orange juice. Close the refrigerator door. I don't want to
where are you going?
Cool in a whole kitchen.
Your pants are on the floor.
And I see.
Yeah, exactly.
Ace doesn't get any sort of stereotypes you may have of Ace are wrong. It's very unusual. Very unusual.
He's one of a kind.
He is. But
he's not claimed by any group.
I mean, if you found out that like Ace was going to be on like a, you know, HLN ID channel documentary, that he was this weird guy that was quiet, and then they were like, oh, you didn't realize every town he went to, 4 college co-eds went missing? Oh,
I could see it.
Quiet and mysterious, and everybody would be like, you didn't notice the guy that was texting about butter at 3 o'clock in the morning? Might have been a little bit weird. So yes, Ace, I love you, but I'm looking forward to your episode.
Now, so Al, and again, once again, being very careful, we went around the horn. Everybody's favorite curse word. Mine, a GD.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I think I probably inherited that from my father. That was certainly his favorite one. I never heard him use any of the other ones.
Really?
I never used the F word. He's very old school. My dad is the kind. He's like your dad, Al. He would wear a tie on Saturday, even if he wasn't going into work. Just one of the.
You know, now that you're thinking about, I'm thinking about what did my father, the beloved Otha Jackson, he didn't curse a lot. My dad and Ace remind me of each other, just kind of quiet guys. So my dad wasn't like, if the lawnmower doesn't start, I'm going to throw out a couple curse words. Mm-hmm. Also, I think because my dad didn't drink. I think when you drink, you curse more because the slower you get throughout the night, you have those, and every drinker knows this, you have those placeholder curse words because you can't think of what you want to say. So you're like, I was at the museum.
So it sort of means keep listening. I'm going to remember the right word in a second.
Right.
So I'm going to throw out a curse word just to emphasize the fact that I'm not done talking. That's it. Interesting.
Now, did your dad drink, Tom?
Yeah, very little though. But I mean, he would do his. I learned how to make him drinks when I was like.
Did he have 12. A cocktail at 5 when he got home every night?
He was a big gin and tonic guy for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
But he'd have one, and then if he was very adventurous, he might have a second one. But the only time I ever heard him curse would be the GD phrase.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Isn't it? Do you ever stop and think about how, you look at the way White Claw has taken over the world of alcohol? I mean, they have it on tap at certain places. And White Claw is really just a vodka soda.
Mm-hmm.
But they just repackaged it. And it's just like it took the world over. But it might be like really the world's first drink, like a vodka soda. What are those? Wait, that's not a screwdriver. What's a screwdriver? That's
orange juice and vodka.
Yep.
Yeah, but just they repackaged the most basic drink, and it's super popular.
Well, good for them. Now, so your dad didn't curse at all?
Not really. No, we might get a GD every once in a while,
chick?
And maybe an S.
Your dad?
Yeah, he'd cuss. Yeah.
Which were the big ones?
F, GD quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Use the B word.
Okay, maybe we should just move on. Josh, your dad,
rarely.
Vietnam combat veteran.
Yeah, but around us, you know, he had 4 young boys in the house, and my mom didn't particularly swear a lot. So, yeah, no, he didn't cuss very often, but when he did, he would use whatever was available.
I remember.
He had the cloud.
When I was a kid, the whole family, the 3 of us, decided to stop cursing, so we had a cuss jar.
Really?
And every time you said you had to put a quarter in. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a swear jar for a little bit, too.
And you ended up going to Hawaii with that money.
Yeah, and
first class.
$98,000 later, we had.
I just, can I ask everybody really quickly, Tom, because it was unheard of in a black household, were you guys allowed to curse in front of your parents?
No way.
God, that's
no.
not a thought.
No, no okay, it was good. Never.
I think that's just old school.
Okay. I can remember to this day, and I remember nothing, the moment I said the F word in front of my mom. We were shopping. I was in, I would probably say junior high school. And I said, I'm not wearing that effing skirt.
Whoa.
Holy hell.
So it's like the famous scene in A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where he loses the bolts or the
And you know that
nuts,
feeling?
Whatever.
Yeah, that feeling you get. You went, oh my gosh, what did I just do? She didn't mention it. We just kept on going.
I was probably 21 before,
really?
before I cursed in front of my parents.
And did you kind of dip your toe into the water to see what would happen?
Yeah. And when nothing was happening, I went, okay, I can throw these around. But I could not get away with GD. My mom would not.
That's really a bad one for me, too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's on the radio. That one will get more letters than
I try not to say that one, actually. Honestly.
Again, I don't know why. My favorite.
Well, probably because it was your favorite.
Now, I tell you what, Al, this is semi-interesting. My sister's lived in England for, 40-plus, 50 years. And so there are certain curse words over there that are a little bit different, used a little more often. And I was standing in the kitchen. This wasn't too many years ago. And my sister was telling some story, and the C word, you know, the one that
the
sometimes
one.
Is an anatomical in that
yes.
reference. And I can remember that my mom's kitchen had this one of those doors that swings both ways. And I just remember very slowly backing
Is
up.
Is that code for something?
No. It's code for me being able to back up and go to leave the room when Jenny said that word.
In front of your mom.
I heard my mom go, does that mean what I think it means? You know something? I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's used in a much different way in the
UK. C word is such a weird one because, you know, obviously I worked for the BBC, hosted a show, 100 episodes. So I was over in England a lot in my summers.
And that gets thrown around a lot in the UK.
And that's not a big word.
Right.
My buddy Jim Jeffries uses it as almost like just an adjective to set other things up.
Mm.
Whereas over here, that would start a fight in a bar immediately.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so weird, but that's not a big deal over there. But I think it does. I think people from overseas, they kind of do lean on it because American audiences love to hear because we don't really say it to each other.
No.
Now let's get to some new words. We're talking with comedian Al Jackson.
Ooh, and, I got some good ones.
Go ahead, Al.
Tom, I love this one. This is kind of from when I was still alive inside my mid-20s.
sure.
And a lot of guys used to use this. And I'll just give you the word and you tell me, like, what context would be happening if I said, you know, what would it mean to somebody if you said, let's get to Polyan, P-O-L-Y apostrophe N.
Oh, I have an idea.
Let's start talking about this.
Talking about it?
Yeah, like Polly want a cracker, it. Talking parrot.
Oh, really?
I think, you know, it's interesting. You guys got the right answer from kind of the wrong root because Polyan is like, it comes from another slang. It's slang for another slang term, which is politicking.
Oh,
so you could say.
I was going with pollinating. I was doing something totally different.
Oh. No, politicking is like you think about politicians. They're always kind of giving stump speeches at weird diners.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, me and Tom, we got to politicking and we looked up in an hour going by. So then pollying is just kind of a short for that. But you guys got it completely right. It's like when your math teacher says, show your work. And you're like, I got the right answer. Leave me alone. You got the right answer.
Okay, very good. Very good. Give me one more, Al.
All right, Tom, we got this. Tom, if a Gen Zer just text you the letter W, what are they saying?
Wow.
Not wow, but that's a good guess.
I wonder if Willie knows this. Willie remains stoic.
I would think W would either be a reference to winning something, like we got the W, or just short for what's up. Because I've used like WYA for like where you at, so maybe it's just short for that.
Yeah, that's what I hope it is, because I tweeted that Tuesday morning, just the W, the
Meaning,
Redskins
where are
had
you?
Won. No, the Redskins had won.
Oh, yeah. Chick, I thought that was a W for Willie. I thought that was
I was going to guess, where are you?
Yeah.
Willie and I...
Oh, wait a minute. I know what it is. Wait a minute, because I just remember what it means. You're welcome.
What?
All right.
That's a pretty good guess.
No, if you say thank you to someone, you get a W back.
I've never heard that before.
Like that.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Really?
It's Willie and Chick.
No, you don't.
I do.
By accidental win. It is for, you just write the word win. And so you could say, oh, Tom, yeah, I had to get up for the show this morning. My alarm didn't go off, but I got up anyway. W. Like, that's a win for me. Like,
okay. So it does mean
yeah,
win.
But yeah, so you guys were correct. So I am impressed. Chicky coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Proud of you, brah.
Who sends you a W for welcome? Has to be one person.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So.
Because I'm very polite, and when I'm...
Is it your lover?
No, it's my assistant. She always says, I'll say thank you, and she'll say W.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's me.
I love a good you're welcome. I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
You never hear
it's
it.
Polite.
I know. I use it all
you
the
never
time.
Hear it.
I try
I
to
encourage
do
others.
Listen to every interview on NPR. It always ends up with thank you, thank you.
Yeah. It's very easy to go, you're welcome, thank you.
No one ever says you're
I know.
Welcome.
I know. It's terrible.
And I type it out too. You're welcome.
Yeah, me too. I don't go with W.
No.
I don't like adults that type you are welcome. That's just weird to me.
That
I like
is exactly.
I stopped like doing that because Prince did it all the time and it pissed me off.
Nothing compares to the numeral two.
Yeah. Nothing ruins a good song like doing something that looks so dated 2 years later.
Don't forget Too Legit to Quit, though. The two is
right. And you'd be proud of us, Al. We introduced Tom yesterday to Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Yes.
What?
He does not care for it at all.
Yeah. I'll
the window. Al,
what
wall.
Does it mean? Al, what does it mean when I text you H?
Does that mean hate?
I'm a hater.
Hate.
Al, this weekend I'm going to show them the Yin Yang Twins. I'll get back to you.
Oh, please.
Hey, Al.
Like, Willie,
skeet.
Record, yeah, we'll do a reaction video. Hey, Dad, how do you like 3-6 Mafia? Yeah, it'll be fun.
What does skeet mean?
Completion.
Yeah. Get a towel.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.